Please welcome Glenn.
Well, I have no stories about winning anything because I've never won a single thing in my entire life. Except I thought I won a pair of blue jeans, Levi's, when I was in sixth grade. But when I got there, I found out I had won the consolation prize, which was, you know, a Levi's binder. It was, you know, bound with, anyways. And who could afford a pair of Levi's that back then? They were $5.50, you know what I mean? I mean, that was just way too expensive for me. But that's the only thing I won. Never won anything else. Total loser all the way around. But I begin to think about this, and one thing I realize is the thing that I won was I was born. And fortunately, I was born into my father's family, or at least my father was my father, because he was the most interesting, wonderful man that I've ever known in my entire life. And the thing about my dad was he had two personalities. One personality was Nebraska farm boy, do anything for anybody, give the shirt off your back. The other personality was, when he was drinking, he was Mr. Charming, Mr. Wonderful. He loved to sing Sinatra songs out loud in public places, and I just thought that was just lovely. I don't know why, I was kind of embarrassed, but you know what? I loved the fact that he had the nerve and the gall to do such things, and of course, it was usually while he was drunk, which was most of the time. Okay, so my dad was always trying to hook me up with women. I was just a little lad, 8 years old, but he's always working out dates for me. Well, most of the time, don't get me wrong, they were married women because he was in the Navy and there was a lot of Navy wives whose husbands were overseas. So my dad would always work it out that we would have a little date with these married women. And it was weird because I'd go out with them, they'd take me out for ice cream, whatever. And so one day I said, "Dad, why are you doing that?" And he just said, "Well, I want you to have a good concept of the goddess qualities of women because your mother is nuts." And I thought, okay, I got that. Okay, that makes sense because they were really motherly towards me. So fast forward, 10 years old, my dad used to take mom to bingo. He'd go to a bar, pick mom up at bingo, bring her back home. I'd watch TV till I saw the lights coming down the driveway, and I'd jump in bed, pretend like I was asleep. It worked fine. I thought it was great. You know, I got to watch TV until I came home, which was usually about 11 o'clock at night, so it was perfect. A little bit sleepy in the morning, but who cared? So one night, lights in the driveway really early, so I turn off the TV, jump in bed. My dad walks up, and he says, "Okay, kid, get out of bed." And I said, "What?" He says, "Get dressed. Get out of bed. You're going with me." I said, "Where are we going?" He said, "Never mind, just get in the damn car." I said, "Okay." So I get in the car. I said, "Dad, where are we going?" He says, "You know, I'm not stupid. I know you've been getting up and watching TV because when I come home, the TV set is still warm." And I said, "Okay, but where are we going?" He said, "Never mind, we're gonna get there in a second." So he took me to the bar and he says, "Sit in the car, I gotta go talk to Tony." I said, "Okay." So he goes into the bar and he did his normal thing. He goes in, has a couple drinks. He's forgetting I'm out in the car. So I'm sitting there for 15 minutes. I knew what happened. It's no big deal. I mean, I'd done this dozens of times, so it was no big deal. So a couple girls from the cannery come over, and they see me in the car, and they say, "What are you doing, kid?" I said, "I'm waiting for my dad." They say, "Who's your dad?" "Harold." "Oh, Harold. Oh, come on. You're going in with us." So they take me into the bar. Tony, the bartender, big fat Tony, sees me walk in. He says, "Hey, get that damn kid out of my bar. I don't have kids in this bar." The girls say, "Hey, Tony, we're buying him a drink. What's the big deal?" He said, "The big deal is I'll get busted. They'll close down the bar. Get that stinking kid out of my bar." And so the girls say, "Oh, come on now. It's Harold's son." He says, "I don't care. It's the son of God. Get him out of my bar." So tall blonde sitting with my dad in the back says, "Tony, shut up. It's okay, he's by the back door, cops come in, he goes out the back door, hides by the dumpster, no big deal." Tony says, "What? Let's invite all the kids in the neighborhood. What the heck, who cares, right? I won't be a bartender, I will be a nursemaid." Tall blonde, her name was Rhonda, says, "Tony, you'd make a perfect nursemaid, you got the tits for it already." He throws a towel at her, she throws it back. I walk up to the table, my dad does the usual thing. "Who are you?" And I said, "Dad, I'm your son." "I don't have a son." I said, "Dad, I'm your son." "Okay, move over." Rhonda takes off. I sit down next to my dad and he goes, "Oh yeah, that's right. I do have a son. Never mind. Hey, you want a Roy Rogers?" I said, "Sure." So buys me a drink. 3 to 4 days a week, I went to that bar every single night, except when they went fishing, except when you know, they didn't, luckily they didn't have bingo on Sundays, you know, because it was a Catholic church, Portuguese hall, etc. So that's where I spent my time. The bar was loaded with women because they all worked at the cannery. I had 20, 30 moms. It was the greatest thing in the other, entire world. They spoiled me. They bought me drinks. They brought me food. They brought me, you know, models to build because they found out I like models. So it was really cool, except for one person, and that was Rhonda. Rhonda treated me like hell, and I never could figure out what was going on, because when she would say something nasty or derogatory towards me, no one would stand up for me, not even my dad. And I thought, this is really weird. What's Rhonda got? You know, there's something going on that I don't know about, right? And so it was a cold and rainy night. This went on for a while. I just thought Rhonda hated me. And Rhonda comes storming into the bar. Of course, my dad, you know, he's got to say something. He goes, oh, my God, look what the cat drug in. And Rhonda gave him one of these like that, and one sat down. My dad ordered a drink, downed it, said, Tony. And this is the funny thing about Tony. He got out from behind the bar. Tony never gets out from behind the bar for nobody, for nothing, unless the cops come in. He got out there and delivered her drinks. She drank them both. Tony brought two more drinks. She was a mess. She was soaking wet. The girl said she didn't go to work. Her makeup was running. She looked terrible. So I said, Dad, what's up with Rhonda? And my dad says, oh, God, it's a bad day for Rhonda. And I said, what? He says, it's her son's birthday. And I said, her son's birthday? What do you mean? She has a son? He said, not anymore. And then like a little light in my head, the lights came on, and I started to tear up. And I realized at that moment, nobody had to tell me why Rhonda was so damn mean to me. I realized it at that moment. And my dad put his arm on my shoulder and he said, son, you're up. I said, what do you mean? He said, that's why I brought you to this goddamn bar. And I said, why? He said, you're gonna go over there and you're gonna tell her what you feel about her. I said, Dad, she hates me. He says, she doesn't hate you, you idiot. Get up and go tell her how you feel. I know you love that broad. I know you love her. And I said, he said, I seen the way you look at her. So I got up out of my seat, and I'm just, tears are coming down my eyes. I'm walking towards Rhonda, and Rhonda looks up at me. But she looked at me with a look of, I don't know what to say, fear. It wasn't disgust, nothing like that. It was fear. She was afraid. She was afraid of me. That's why she kept pushing me away. And I walked up to her table, and she goes, what the fuck do you want? And I said, Rhonda, I love you. And she stops and she looks at me and she goes, you what? And I said, Rhonda, I love you and I will love you forever. I think you're beautiful. And she looks at me, she goes, get over here, sit down. And so I sat down next to her and she put her arm around me and she says, what does a spoiled little idiot brat like you know about love? And I said, Rhonda, I don't know a thing about love. And then she said, you know, I don't know a thing about love either. You know what? I love you too. And so there it is. We're both sitting there crying our eyes out. She had already been crying all day. Noise level returned to the bar. My dad's sitting over there smiling kind of like a Cheshire cat because his little plan worked, okay? He got through to her because he'd already gone through one birthday with Rhonda. Saw her being miserable and you know, grief-stricken. He wasn't gonna do that again. So Rhonda was drunk. She looks at me, she says, hey, go tell your dad he's gotta take me home. I'm drunk. I said, okay. So I told my dad, we helped her out in the car. She couldn't get out of the car. My dad had to carry her out of the car. I always loved my dad because he was always so sweet to anybody, whether it be a woman or a man. He carries her out of the car, takes her into her little trailer and lays her in bed, takes her shoes off, throws the covers off on her, and we went to, well, he took me home. They went to get my mom. Okay, not the end of the story. Dad divorced mom. Didn't go back to the bar after that. Well, he didn't divorce her. He left her because she had stolen blue chip stamps from his service station. The bikers were after him. Anyway, 20 years later, I'm all straightened out. I'm off booze. I'm passing by that bar, so I stop in, walk in, sit down. Tony had died of a heart attack. Bartender, I'm talking to the bartender, and I look up, and I see a battleship, USS Arizona, a model kit. And so I asked the bartender about that. He says, yeah, some woman brought that in. It was years ago. And I said, really? Can I see it? So I open it up, and there's a little card with a dog with balloons in his mouth, and it says, happy birthday. And I open it up, and it says, happy birthday, spoiled brat, Rhonda. So I put my phone number in it and gave it back to the bartender and said, if that girl lady comes in, can you please tell her to call me? She never called me. End of story. I still love Rhonda. She's the only person I remember from that bar, except for Tony.